Okay, we're starting a new Seder, Zikin. According to many, the first three Masechtas are one Masechta, called Masechta Nezikin. That's why it's called Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, are just parts of that one Masechta. There got to be certain halachas that are considered like one Masechta. Most of the time we consider them three separate Masechtas, so we can make a siyum after each one. Some of the inyanim that are involved with the beginning of Bava Kama, Nezikin Bechlau, are first of all, is there any isser to damage somebody? It doesn't say where in the Torah that you can't damage them. Just if you damage them, you have to pay. So where exactly is the isser, if there's an isser, of damaging people? That's one thing that the Achronim discuss. And the second thing is, which is the Iker, and we'll see if we can bring rayas one way or the other throughout the beginning pages here, is why you're chayiv to pay for your mammon. There's two things. One is that it's your mammon. Your mammon damages, so you're responsible. The second thing is that you have a chiyuv shmira. You have to watch your mammon. So what is the chiyuv of nezikin? Because you didn't watch it, right? It just happens to be your mammon, but the ikr chiyuv is because you didn't watch it. Or no, the ikur chiyuv is your mamon. But if you watched it, right, you guarded it properly, then you're not chayiv. So what is the chiyuv of nizniske mamon? The fact that it's your money or the fact that you didn't watch it? Both of them are important. Question is, which is the ikur? Okay. With that said, let's learn the
Hizniske.
What? Could be. That's what some people say that. It's from that, Be'achar Echa Kamocha. There's all different opinions of if there's an Isser Bechlau, or just as a Chiyuv of Tashlumin. Okay, Arba Ovos Nezikin. There are four major categories of Nezikin. Hashor, really it's like Mazikin. Four categories of things that do damage. Hashor, Vahabor, Hamave, Vahahever. The Gemara has Machlokas, what exactly these things are. We'll see what Rashi says. Arba Ovos Nezikin, Ovos Kori Lahanach, Dechsivim Bekroa Behedya. The avos are the ones that are mentioned in the Torah specifically. The Gemara Meforish Hainiu Toldos. The Gemara explained, what are the toldos of these avos? Hashor v'habor, Kesedor Shem Ksuvim v'parisha, Sidru v'mishnah. The order is the order of the Zikin that are mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim. The Parsha Rishon the Nemra b'shor, Shniya v'bor. Ma'ave Meforish b'gemara. Hever Kesetze Eish. So, Shor can either be Karen. The shore has really three avos in it. One is if it gores people, that is one halacha. The other one if it eats crops in somebody else's field. And the third one is it damages by treading on things, walking on them or whatever. That's the ikar av. And obviously there are toldos that are the same category, just not exactly the same process. Bore, somebody digs a bore and someone falls in it, or things fall in it and get damaged. Mave, the Gemara says, is either Shein. If Shor is Karen, then Mave is Shein. Or Mave is Adam. Now, the Gemara will discuss why Adam is called, Adam Hamazik is called Mave. And Hever is Esh. Lohari Hashor Kahari Hamave. The Shor is, what's it called? Again, let's see, Shor is Karen. So Karen is not like Shane. The Lohari Hamavik Hari Ashor. And Shane is not like the same halachas that apply to Shane don't apply to Karen. The Lo Zevezesh Yesh Bem Ruachayim Kahari Yoesh Shane Bo Ruachayim. Neither of them similar to fire, which has no life to it. Mashain Kain, Shor and Mave, whatever Mave is, if it's a person or it's Shane, right? It's all part of either an animal or a human being that has life. So that makes it different. Velo Zev Zesh Dark and Lelich Lahazik, and all three of them have something in common which boar doesn't have. They go out and do damage, the boar stays where it is and people come to it to be damaged. Karia Boar Shane Dark and Lelich Lahazik. Hasada Shofashubahan, what is the common denominator between all of these four Nezikin? Shadarka Mahazik, there are things that are usual to do damage. Ushmirasan Alecha, and you have to watch them. Right? Ukshehizik, and when they do damage, and there's another Girsa here, Umamoncha, and they're your money. Right? They're your property. When they do damage, the person who owns them or did the damage has to pay for the damage. The meitav haaretz, if he pays with land, he has to pay good quality land. Lohari shor kahari amave kolomer. Ikos of Rachmana shor. The Torah just wrote shor. I wouldn't know the other damages from it. Lo nafik mave mine. I wouldn't learn mave from shor. Va'am to lahachitz rechil lemichtav. That's why the Torah had to write all four of them, because you couldn't learn one from the other. Lahachi nok bereisha kahari hamave. Lo nokat lukis seder. Right? Didn't say shor is not like bor, because it wants to be able to group them together and say that if it only had these two, the other ones you couldn't learn. And if it only had three, you couldn't learn the fourth one. So how to group them together in things that they have in common. L'hachi nokat bereisha kari amava, v'lo nokat lukaseder, lohari ashor kari abor, mishum desu lohavi motzi lememar, lohavi zev ezesh, yesh bem ruachayim, dohabor embo ruachayim. You couldn't then said these two are different than the other because they have something in common. Because bor and shor don't have anything in common. They're not the thing in common that the first three have, that they're all living things. Bor is obviously not a living thing. Another reason why it compared shor to mave, because even though they're both similar and they're living things, still you can't learn one from the other. The Gemara explained exactly what the Mishnah means. What is the difference between shor and mave, and shor and mave and eish, and so on. Kari ha'eish shem b'ruachayim. V'lo kos v'rachmona ha'v'yamin lifter. The Torah didn't write eish as a type of damage. I would say you don't have to pay for eish. You only have to pay for things that are living and have their own power to go and damage. And therefore, I think those are the kind of things that you have to watch. And if you didn't watch them, you're responsible. But something that doesn't have any life to it, it needs other powers to move it, maybe that you don't have to pay for. Lo zevezeh, elu shlosh and darken leilech olahazik. These things go out and do damage. So that's why you have to watch it, because you know that it can move. But a boar doesn't move, people come to it. So I might think if it didn't write boar and only wrote the other three, I wouldn't know that you're chayef to pay for boar. Hatzad ha-shoveh, mefarshik mor ha-surimai. Now that we have hatzad ha-shoveh, so the Torah wrote all four, what do you learn from all four together, right, that includes other kinds of nezikin? The meitav ha'aretz mi'idis nechosav. You have to pay from good quality land. Yigbed me'hazeko im rotzel lefro lokarka. If you want to pay land, there's three kinds of land. There's idis, which is the best quality, beinonis, which is the medium, and ziburis, which is the lowest quality. So nezikin, you have to pay the amount that you damage. But if you're giving land, you have to give good quality land, not a larger portion of medium or mediocre or bad land. Okay. We're not talking about how much you pay. We're talking about the means of payment. Okay. Gemara. Nidiktani avos mechlal diikotoldos. Since it says these are avos nazikin, it implies these aren't the only kinds of mazikin. There are other things, but they're not avos. They're not the main categories, they're subcategories. So what does that mean? Or what the subcategories are? Toldosein ki yotzeben or laf yotzeben. The subcategories, are they similar to the avos or not similar? And we have situations where we have avos and toldos where the toldos are similar, and avos and toldos where the toldos are not similar. Shabbos, gotta be Shabbos. Shabbos also has avos and toldos. There's 39 avos malachos, and there are many other sub melachos that are included in these 39 categories. Tznan, avos melachos are boim chosrachas. The avos melachos are 40 minus 1. Avos mechlal dikotoldos. There we have the same thing. If they're avos, they're obviously toldos. Right, so what are the toldos? Toldos, same kiyotzubet. And there the toldos are exactly like the avos. Same halachas apply to the toldos that apply to the avos. Loshna avchatas, veloshna toldochatas. Loshna av skila, veloshna toldo skila. If you do the malacha b'shogeg, doesn't make a difference if you did an av b'shogeg or a tolda b'shogeg, you have to bring a chatos. And it doesn't make a difference if you did an av b'mezid or a tolda b'mezid, you get skila. Umay ikabein av le tolda. So why is one called an av and one called a tolda? Nafkamina di ilu ovid she ovos bahadi hadodi. Inomishte told us bahadi hadodi mechayiv. A kol chada vechada. If you did two different ovos, you did zriya and harisha, right? And in one, forgetting that it's Shabbos, so you have to bring two chatos because they're two separate malachos. Or if you did a tolda of zriya, right? You watered your grass. That's a tolda of zriya. Right, it's not planting, but it's doing the same thing as planting. It's what's it called? Causing something to grow. So that's only a tolda. So if you watered your grass and you did a tolda of harisha, you picked stones off the ground to make it ready for planting. That's a tolda of harisha. It's not actual plowing, but it has the same purpose. Right, you're preparing the ground for plowing. So it's two toldos of two different avos. And you did them, you forgot that it was Shabbos, and you did both of them together, you're chayiv two chatos, one for each av, or one for each tolda. Okay. The ilu ovid av, it tolda didei, but if you did an av, and its tolda, you planted grass, and you watered it, in the same forgetting of Shabbos. So you're only chayiv one chatos, because you did the av, and its tolda, that's considered like one malacha. But an av, and a tolda of a different malacha, or two avos, or two different toldos, you chayiv two chatos. So lo mechayiv elechada, but if you did an av and its tolda, then you chayiv only one chata. So you have to know which malachas are toldos of which avos, so you know if you did them together, you only chayiv one. If they're toldos of different malachos, then you chayiv two. Umar says, Rabbi Lezer, the mechayiv atolda makom av, that's not, everybody doesn't hold from that. Rabbi Lezer holds that you're chayiv on a tolda, even if you do its own av, chayiv two chatos. If I plant grass and I water it because I forgot it was Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer holds you chayiv two chatos, not one. So what's the difference between av and a tolda? No matter what you do, an av, tolda, two toldas, two avos, you're always going to be chayiv two chatos. So amei korele av, amei korele tolda. According to Rabbi Lezer, why is one called an av and one a tolda? There doesn't seem to be any difference between them. Mar says no. Hach dehavi b'mishpan chashiva korele av. Right? There's a difference of how to read this, these words. The way we have it is that which was in the Mishkan was important. If the thing was that process was actually in the Mishkan, right? They needed that process for the Mishkan itself directly. Then that was chashiv, and that's called an av. Hach delo havi mishkan chashiva korele tolda. That which is not in the mishkan is not chashuv, right? Was not considered. That was considered a tolda. Others have different gears here. One is that you need two conditions. It had to be in the mishkan and be an important thing. There were a lot of things they did in the mishkan, but they weren't important processes, and therefore it could be something that was in the mishkan, but it wasn't important in the mishkan. That's only a tolda. Something that was in the Mishkan and important is an Av. And the other way of reading is anything in the Mishkan was important, and therefore it's an Av. Anything that wasn't in the Mishkan directly, that is a Tolda. Things they actually did in the Mishkan. Also, we're not learning Mechsecha Shabbos now. When we did, I think we gave the Hagdama, it doesn't actually mean that they had to do those things in the desert, because a lot of things they didn't do. For instance, they didn't actually plant things in the desert and harvest them, but they bought them from merchants that sold them. Didn't plant things, according to most opinions, didn't plant things in the Midbar. So they didn't actually do those malachas, but they were malachas that were needed for the processes they had in the Mishkan. Under normal circumstances, somebody had to plant these things in order to harvest them, in order to use them for the samamonim, for the dyes or whatever. So anything that was part of a process that was needed in the Mishkan for the materials they had, that's called an av. Things that weren't actually in the Mishkan, that's called the Tolda. Okay, so that's Shabbos. Shabbos, the Toldos and Avos are the same. There's no difference between them. The only thing is, one's called an Av because it was in the Mishkan, and it was Chashuv, according to the other opinion. And the other one was not in the Mishkan, or even if it was in the Mishkan, it wasn't Chashuv, therefore it's a Tolda. Rashi, Chatas, B'Shogeg, Skila, B'Mezid. If you forgot it was Shabbos and you did two different avos, you chayiv two chatos. Lo mechayiv elechada, but if you did an av and its tolda, you're only chayiv one chatos. Av melacha, av la tolda didei lo mechayiv. You're only chayiv for the av. The tolda is subordinate to the av, so you're not chayiv. It's not like you did two different things. Like you did one thing and one forgetting. Like, for instance, if you planted grass twice and you forgot it was Shabbos and you didn't remember in between, then surely you only did one malacha. So you're only chayiv one chatas. So if you do planting grass and watering grass, it's also considered like one malacha. Okay. Rabbi Lezer, the Mechayiv Tarte, Di'i Ovid Av V'Tolda Didei. Even Rabbi Lezer holds, even if you did an Av and it's Tolda, right? Planting grass and watering it. Mechayiv Tarte Chatos. Yuchayiv Tu Chatos. Meseches Krisis, Perik Amrulo. Right? Rabbi Lezer learns how he knows that even if you do an Av and it's Tolda, you're still Chayiv Tu. So then why is one called an Av and why is it called a Tolda? Kulo avos malachas mi mishkan gamrin alu maseches Shabbos. All the avos malachas we learn from the Mishkan. The Torah puts Shabbos next to the Mishkan. You're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos, and the maleches on Mishkan is mentioned right next to it. So what are the malachos that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos? The malachos that went into building the Mishkan. Those are the things that the Torah prohibited. One of the reasons is because the Mishkan is like a miniature world. So our concept of creating a world is building a Mishkan. So in order to show that we're not creating like the Rabban Hashem created, we don't create the things, the malachas that went into the Mishkan are the malachas of creation that we do by building a Mishkan. So those are the malachas of creation that we stop doing on Shabbos to signify that the Rabban Hashem stopped creating on Shabbos. Okay. And the reason it's 40 minus 1, right, the real reason is because really there are 40, and one you're not high of what's it called the skila on. But the basic idea is the number 40 always represents a new creation. It takes 40 days for a child to develop to the point there's a little human being that just needs to grow. All the systems of the body are basically finished in 40 days, and from that point it's just growing. So that's Yetzirah Savlad. So anything that's a yetzira, that's new creation, is 40. So Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. It's like a new creation, but it's only me'ein olam haba. It's like a new creation. It's not exactly. So it's 40, but it's minus 1. Malchus is the same thing. It says that when a person gets Malchus, it's like you killed him, and he was resurrected. But it wasn't mamish like you killed him and resurrected. It's only like. So it's like a new creation, 40, but it's minus 1. Okay.